Welcome to the Bible Way Outreach Church Sunday Morning Podcast. This podcast is a recap of our Sunday morning service. But first, a reminder. January 2019 is our month of prayer, fasting, and consecration. Join us in praying for our nation, our city, and our communities, as well as each other. This morning's service topic is Changing Your Circumstances, by Bishop Jack Barnett. The main scriptures for the text were Proverbs 3:5, Proverbs 10:21, Proverbs 15:4, Psalms 39:1, Proverbs 13:2-3, and Proverbs 13:20. Now, let us join our service, which is already in progress, entitled Changing Your Circumstances.
Let's read that again, please. Changing your circumstances by what you say and believe. What are you saying from your heart? What are you believing from your heart? I'm here to tell you that God does not speak to your soul. This is your soul. Your soul is your mind. Your heart is your spirit, right here, right here. The devil speaks to your soul. God doesn't speak to your soul. He speaks to your spirit, your heart, right here. Amen. So who's talking to you? Who are you listening to? Period. Who are you listening to? You're still in the same situation that you was in 2 years ago. That ain't God, is you. Amen. God doesn't change. He said, I'm the same today as it was yesterday and forevermore. I'm a God that never, ever changed. You change. Some of us change more than the time. Amen. 1 minute I'm this way, next 1 minute I'm that way, next minute I'm feeling this way, next minute I'm feeling good. What is it? You good or bad? Amen. But what's supposed to come out of your mouth is whatever God says. I'm going to say what God says. And that's the key. That's what we have to start learning. Stop saying what a denomination will say. Denomination ain't the word of God. Amen. You say what God says. If God say you heal, I'm healed. If God tell you I'm the head and not the tail, I'm the head and not the tail. If God tell you I'm above and not beneath, I'm above and not beneath. Amen. If God tell you I can do all things through Christ that's within me, then I can do all things through Christ that's within me. Amen. If the Bible says cast all your cares upon him, and he do what? Cares for you. Then I'm going to believe that. Then what's the problem? What's the problem? We just don't believe it. You can spend time praying and praying and praying and still get up and start talking negative. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. People around here tell me, I can't find no job. Ain't no such thing as I can't find no job. See, you're looking in the wrong direction. Amen. See, again, he never told you to find a job. God said, I am the way. Get with God and he'll lead the way. Stop trying to do it by yourself. You can't. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Let me lead you. You follow me. Come on, God ain't going to follow you. Amen? Let's read that topic again, please. Before you get to the hospital, change the circumstance. Change it. Get somebody and touch and agree right quick. Touch and agree. And believe it. And watch God work. Watch him work. Period. Watch him work. Watch him work. If God can do it then, he can do it now. He said, God doesn't change. We change. We got to build our faith up. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you pray in the Spirit, you're building up your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Spirit. So therefore, you got to spend time praying in the Holy Ghost so you can build this spirit up, 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 up. Anytime that you spend that quality time with God, you're going to be anointed by God. It's going to be anointing like fire shed up in your sanctified bones. So when you go somewhere, Lord have mercy, it's going to be anointing following you. We got to stop looking at the natural. Our biggest problem is that we're trying to do things in the natural. Well, the word of God is not natural. It's supernatural. When you speak the word, it's not natural. It's supernatural. Why? Because when God spoke to word, when he spoke to word into existence, the world into existence, it wasn't natural. It was supernatural. Amen? When God spoke to that fig tree, it wasn't natural. It was supernatural. When God spoke to Lazarus, amen, and he was graveyard dead for 3 days, and he only called one name, he said, Lazarus, rise. And it wasn't natural. It was supernatural. And he spoke the word. And the reason why he cried, because they didn't believe. You're looking at the resurrection. And here we are, we're looking at the resurrection right now in the word. He said, I am the resurrection. And the resurrection, he lives in us. So if the resurrection lives in us, how come we ain't resurrecting everybody? I think we're missing something. I think we got to spend that quality time with God. Because what we're doing is suffering. Working all these different kind of jobs, trying to make this and make that, and it's already been made. Where's your faith? Oh, ye a little faith here, somebody. If I can call these things to be not as though they were, then what am I doing? You're not believing. Just start believing God. First of all, I got to start renewing my spirit. Then I got to building up my most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. So that's, it's a lacking right here. And stop leading to my own understanding. See, some of y'all just looking at me. One brother told me, I don't look like I'm 70, but I am. I may not look like it, but I just can't jump over no fence, I tell you that. See, I used to be able to jump. Now I got to open up the gate. Come on, somebody. See, you know what you can't do no more. Come on, somebody, amen. You know, you used to paint 4 or 5 hours. Now you got to paint and sit down a little bit and work a little bit and get up and paint some more. Come on, somebody. See, some of y'all laughing. You wait till you get older now. Come on now. I used to talk to you, and I said, ain't going to never change. Yeah, right. When you get that 70, you got to paint and sit down. Wash this and sit down a little bit. All right, and then finish it. Come on now. Yes, Lord. Sit down and say, we'll do it tomorrow now. Come on now, amen. But God is a good God. Just to live to 70. You know, that's a blessing. Just to live to 70 now. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 3:5, please. And the first word is trust. That's the first word. It says trust in the Lord. Trust. Have confidence. Have faith. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not. And that's our biggest problem. Lean not into thy own understanding. Lean not into thy own. We've been doing this for how many years? Leading to our own understanding. Common sense. Common sense messes up all the time. Amen? We cannot live by common sense. You cannot live by common sense. He said, trust in the Lord all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. Ain't nothing common about faith. Faith have you do things that just don't make no sense. It's just faith. And that's what you have to believe. People say, why do you pray all the time? Because it just don't make no sense. It may not make sense to you, but it makes sense to me. Because I'm healed, delivered, and set free. And get revelation knowledge in prayer. Let's read that one more time, nice and loud, please. Trust. Next verse. This is where we missed it. This is where we miss out at. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. How many of y'all allowing God to direct your path? Don't even raise your hand because I don't want you to be lying in church. Because if God directs your path, you be the head and not the tail. He's not directing you, then who's directing you? Another God. Or me, myself, and I. And that's the problem. God never meant for you to use me, myself, and I. The moment that you are born again, you are a new creature. The Bible says old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. You're no longer your old self. You're a new creature. You don't walk by sight. You walk by faith. Everything you do is by faith. You believe, you talk, you walk. It's by faith. It's by faith. It's by faith. I'm a new creature. How come we don't act like we knew? Let's go to Proverbs 13:3. Let's read that, please. Well, don't even look around. Because my Lord. It's talking about somebody now. Ooh-wee, it's talking about somebody. He that keepeth his mouth, keepeth his life. But he that open wide his lips shall have destruction. Ooh-wee. I believe he's talking, ain't he? I say the word of God is talking, y'all. Are y'all listening now? I'm teaching real good today. I teach real good. I think we need to read that one more again so that can be read in your spirit. Let's read that nice and loud. He that keepeth his mouth. Shut up now. Shut up. Lord have mercy. Y'all got to hush. Have you not mastered self-control? It's time for us to control what we say out of our mouth. It's time for us to control what we say out of our mouth. Swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Let's think about it before I say something. Be swift to hear. It's time for us not to say what the doctor says. Now, this is when you got to stand up and stop being scared to say what you need to say in front of that doctor. See, some of y'all are just scared. Period. You ain't got no business to be scared. Period. Period. He don't have a final say. He's not the doctor. He follows a book. We follow the Spirit. Whose report are you going to believe? Who are you following? God has raised you up to be a man and a woman of faith. Are you a man and a woman of faith? Do you believe? Do you walk by faith and not by sight? Do you act like it? Do you show it? You got to be a doer of the word. You got to do something. You got to say something. You got to believe something. You got to hold on to it. Hold on to it. Before you go to the hospital, before you see that person, go to God. Seek God first and get his advice. Lord, what are you saying over this person? And he'll tell you. He'll tell you exactly what to say. And how. See, we leave God out. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall do what? Let God direct you. And when God directs you, you will say the right thing at the right time. We'll raise up the right person. See, we go there and we say what our head say. And then when a person dies, they're going to call you a false prophet. Because you ain't listening to God. You got to seek him first. In all thy ways do what? And he shall do what? Then when are we going to acknowledge him? You don't. See, when we go pray for the sick, we don't acknowledge God first. We just go, I'm just going to pray for the sick. That ain't good enough. You got to get the leading of the Lord to tell you what to do and how to do it and what to say and how to say it. He'll tell you what to say. He'll give you the right words and arise that brother up. Or he'll tell you, don't pray for him because he's coming home. And some of you say, well, God won't say that. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I think I'm reminded of that situation that brother was at the gate called Beautiful, wasn't it? He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give it unto thee. He said, in the name of Jesus. I see the bottom line is he wanted some money, but he had something better than money. He had healing and deliverance. So it was then. So it is now. Do you believe? But you got to pray. You got to seek God. You got to get God. Yes, you do. Yes, the brother was saying to me, Pastor, how come you don't do this, you don't do that. I said, because I spend time seeking God. I spend time praying and studying and praying. And that's what the wife and I do is pray and study and pray and study and pray. So I can see it. And you got to see it. So I can teach it. So you can see it. I don't teach what you want me to teach. I teach what God tell me to teach. If you're going to sit here, you're going to hear it. And the seed's going to be planted regardless of the fact if you like it or not. One planted, another watered, but God's going to do what? He's going to give you the increase. Come on, somebody. Amen. You don't have to continue to bombard your family members over and over again. Just plant the seed. One word, plant the seed, and God will do the rest. And intercede for them. Stand in the gap. You got to realize that words can cut and destroy families, friends, and marriages just by what you say. Words. That's how much power words have. Words will cause you to kill somebody. Just one word can cause you to kill somebody. And they do that already. They're doing that already. Just words. Just words. Just words. Amen? And when you don't have God, and if you don't know God, you're going to do stupid stuff. His job is to steal, kill, and destroy. Proverbs 10:21. Let's read. Ooh, the lips of the righteous feed many, but the fools die from what? Want of wisdom. Wisdom is having knowledge and good judgment. Wisdom is having knowledge and good judgment. Are you a fool? He who walketh with wise men shall be wise. But if a fool, Lord have mercy. Let's go to Psalms 39:1. Songs 39:1. All right, let's read that, please. I will take heed that I now see that's David talking. See, David was complaining. See, David was complaining to the Lord because he didn't mess up, and see he was upset because his son was trying to kill him. Lord have mercy, amen. So when he killed, what's his name? Luke. Thank you. When he did that, he messed himself up. He couldn't build it right then. Amen. Amen. Period. So it's very important in what you say and what you do and how you do it and how you say it. Amen. Proverbs 15:4. Let's read that, please. Guess we need to take heed to all those things, huh? Let's go to Proverbs 13:2. Proverbs 13:2. Okay, let's read that. But Proverbs 13:3, please. Let's go to Proverbs 13:20. Proverbs 13:20, please. Okay, let's read that, please. He that shall be but. Who are you walking with? I think we need to read that one more time. So who are we walking with? Who are we associating with? Are you associating with a fool? Don't know the difference between right or wrong. Don't have a decent job. Don't have nothing. Don't even have a bike. And that's the one we tend to hang around with, folks that don't have nothing. Period. But then you fool around here, you ain't got nothing. Nothing from nothing leave nothing. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Way Outreach Full Gospel Church International. We trust that you enjoyed the Word of God. For more information, be sure to check out our website, follow us on Instagram, and like us on Facebook. And if this word was a blessing to you, don't forget to donate to this ministry via our website, www.BibleWayOutreachChurch.org. John 8:31-32 says, If ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's the word.